Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of kmitza and the parallelism between kmitza and Kabbalas Hadam. This is the third shiur b'siyata d'shmaya. In the first two shiurim we saw b'siyata d'shmaya niflos mitoras Hashem, and now we will continue the Chiddush Reb Chaim HaLevi al Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Melechus Ma'aseh Karbanos Halacha Yud Beis asks on what the Rambam says of a komets shecholku b'shnei kelim eino kadosh v'chozer u'mekadesh, that if you have a komets that was split up into two kelim, it is not holy, and then you have to go back and be mekadesh it. You have to put it in one kli. Earlier on in Perek Tan Alachas, the Ram writes, "V'chol zvacha b'shkiva dam pachas mikdei hazaya lonis kadish hadam." If they were mekabel the dam with less than the amount to do hazayas hadam, to sprinkle the blood, then the dam was not sanctified. Ulfi pshuto tzmashma, that by dam it doesn't help to afterwards put it in one kli. By komets it helps to put it afterwards in one kli, but by dam not. So we have to understand maishna dami komets. So explained Reb Chaim that with regard to the dam, the first kli that it was put in is considered as if the blood was spilled on the ground. It has no takana because the blood wasn't miskadesh. But if that's the case, then maishna bekometz, that we say that you can fix it afterwards and put the two halves into one kli. Hare kometz midam yalfinan. We learn kometz from dam. Bein le'inyan hadam adin shen nishbach, ubein le'inyan adin shetzarech lekabel kashir, both with respect to the fact that it spilled, and with respect to the fact that it requires the requisite shear. So that's Rabbi Chaim's problem with the Rambam. So explains Reb Chaim that the MS cholaku adin shel nishbach hanemar legabei dam midin nishbach hanemar legabei komets. There's a fundamental difference between the nishbach of dam and the nishbach of komets, because legabei dam there's a din of a makom mesuyam me'ayin yekabel es hadam. From where do you have to receive the blood? From the neck of the par. Mashenken legabei komets. When it comes to the comments, there is no specific place mentioned from where you have to be mekabel the comments. And therefore we have to say that we learn dam. We learn comments from dam. Teaches us that the comments should not be in a different place before the Kabbalah, but rather it should be miskabel tekef, it should be received immediately in a klei shares, in a sanctified vessel that is mekabel and mekadesh the dam. And if so, we can say that just like when it's biyad kohen, it's not considered as if it was spilled, because the yad of the kohen is the place of the hechsher of the kometz to be there, since it has there from the time of the kometz, of the kmitza, from when he does the kmitza, it's in the yad of the kohen. If so, we can say that the kli shares also has a din ki yadu shel kohen, and it complements, it's mashlim the yad of the kohen. The kol shu b'kli shares, if it's in the kli shares, it's like it's in the yad of the kohen. And if so, afilu niskabel miktzas hakometz b'kli shares, even if only part of the kometz was received in the kli shares, yes, indeed, there is not yet a maise kabbalah v'kiddush, but mikol makom gam nishbach lo habe. You're right, there's no maise kabbalah and kiddush, but it's also not considered spilled. Mikevan d'choshuv ha-kli shares ki yadu shel ha-kohen, it's considered like his hand. It's not yet considered spilled. It's considered just as an extension of the hand of the Kohen. And For that, we don't need a shear of a komets shalem. Masha'enkein bedam, there's a din of dame apari kablenu, like we saw in the Gemara in Zvachim and Chofhei. And there, the klisharis is not mashlim that it should be considered like being from the par. And if so, there, their first Kabbalah definitely has to be kahogen. You have to be makabalat in the klisharis, bedafka Kabbalah chashuva, that's really skadish bo, that's fitting for sanctification. If it's pachas mikashir, it's not considered like Maisa Kabbalah, and it's considered like Nishbach Adam. So when it comes to a Kometz, it's not considered Nishbach, because if it's in a Kli, and you were placed in a Kli with less than a shear, so we just view it as just still being in the hand of the Kohen, so then the Kohen can just take it back and put it in the Kli Kashir. Take the two halves, take them back, and put it back in a Kli Kashir. When it comes to the Dam, once it's not received properly from the Par, so it's too late. It's over. It's now going to be puzzle. Kol hazvachim shekibo midam apochos mikdei hazoya lo niskadish hadam, like the Rambam says. Dam wasn't miskadish, and there's no tikkun apparently. There's no takana. There's no way to fix it. Rabbeinu Chaim also writes, that by komets there's no din of seder kabbalah from where it is done. It's not like done from the neck of the animal into the kli, like by the shechita, by avodas hakarban. And the whole din of nishbach b'komets is only that the komets should not be in another place before the kabbalah. So if he's makabel mixes komets b'kli sharis, a kli sharis is a makom aray lekabbalah. And when he adds a second komets, so then there is going to be a kabbalah on the entire komets, and even on the first komet, the first half of komets lemafreya. So we can say that now also it's not considered nishbach, and even though it wasn't yet miskadesh, the komets was not yet miskadesh in a kli, since ein bo shiur, since al kopanim it's in a makom that is roy lekabbalah v'kiddush, and all that's lacking is a shear, so it's beseder. So in the meantime, it's in a makom roy lekiddush, it lacks the shear, so just fix it and take your chatzi shear komets and put it in the kli with the other chatzi shear, and then the mafreya, it turns out that it was fixed. The first half was fixed. It was like in a holding pattern in the meantime in the first kli, and then you put it together with the other comb, with the other half, and then it has a complete shear in Shalom al Yisrael. Mashen kein bedam sheyesh bodin that the dam mehapar yikablenu b'seder avodas hakabbalah. So if the kabbalah was done in a kli incorrectly, so it's not dam mehapar anymore. It's not coming from the par. It's pasul midin nishbach. Ad kan torif divrei hagoyin Reb Chaim, ayin sham. So says Rav Gurevitz, that Reb Chaim says l'fi aderech harishon, that just like ein yodo shel hakohen nechshav ki'ilu bala mokoyim acher, im ken hu adin b'ma shemagia l'kli shareis. So the hand of the kohen isn't coming from another place, and so to the kli shareis, that's just an extension of the hand of the kohen. Just like it's allowed to be in the hand of the kohen, the kli shareis is an extension of the hand of the kohen. And as long as it's in the kli sharis, it's ki'ilu adayin biyado shel hakohen. That was the first derech of Reb Chaim. It's not so pashut. Mehechi tesi that the kli sharis could be biyado shel hakohen, and that if it's in there, it's not considered nishbach. Very difficult. We also have to understand Bikri Yisod Varav Shel Reb Chaim. When he writes that there's a distinction between the din of Nishbach that was said Legabe Kometz from the din of Nishbach that was said Legabe Dam, because by Kometz it doesn't tell us where it's supposed to be coming from like it does from Dam. In other words, that you have to be Mekablet Mitzavar Hapar. And therefore, he writes to be mechalek b'neihem, right? Because when it comes to the par, it has to come directly from the par. But when it comes when it comes from the but when we're talking about the comets, it doesn't have to come from any specific place. It's not like it has to come from a specific place. Dhamma par, it has to come from the dhamma has to come from the par. Once you put it in the kli and it doesn't have a shear, it's all over. But by comets, who says that it has to come from a specific place? And therefore the Reb Chaim wants to distinguish between the dhamma par and the comets. And therefore he wanted to make a distinction between them. Because if it comes in from the Dhamma Pyre, comes from the Pyre into the Kli improperly, not Kashir. So it's lost. Now you want to put it in the Kli and make it into a Shear, put the whole Shear together. It's too late, because it didn't come into the Kli directly from the Pyre. But here, who says it has to come directly from the hand of the Kohen? You put it in the Kli Shares. And that's also a Makom Arei LeKabbalah. It's B'seder. And then you put it together with the... It's like holding up, and then you put it together with the other half of a shear. So we have to understand this. Since Kol Iker Din of Nishbach of the comets is learned from Dam, so how can you say that there's a difference between them? Even though Bevadai Legabe HaKomets, there's no Tzavar HaPar. So we have to say that the parallel to the Tzavar HaPar is the Yad of the Kohen. And the moment it leaves the Yad of the Kohen and it doesn't go to the right place, it goes into a Kli Shelo Kashir. So it's puzzle. It's outed. That's it. No good. There can't be a Hefsek. So we're questioning Rav Chaim's premise that only by Dam it has to come directly from the animal, but here it doesn't have to come directly from his hand. Who says? Maybe it does have to come directly from his hand. Takan Yuma, we have a Gemara, Yuma Daf Memches Amad Aleph. There it says, Boy Rav Papa. Pop asked the following shayla: Nispazer haktaris miloy chofen of mahu. If it fell out of his hand from the miloy chofen the ktaris, of course we're talking about Yom Kippur. Mahu yado ketzaver behema dami. Is his hand like the neck of the behema? And just like the neck of the behema, if it falls on the ground, it's possible so to hear. Maybe no. Maybe it's like a kli sharis. And once it falls from the kli, maybe his hand is like the kli, and if it blood falls from the kli, sharei it's b'seder gomor. Therefore, it's not posel. He ends with a teiku. So the Tos Shanim writes, "Tamei Rabbi Chanon, no relation." Midashavke lekoimetz v'nokat k'toretz mashma debekoimetz pshitale v'yafinim lo mi koimetz haynu hach. V'amar Rabbi de pshita de gabe koimetz habi ketzaver behema. The fee, vidya fi afina mali mali mikomet haynu hach. Vayomer Rebbe de pshita gedegabe komet habi ketzaver behema. The fee sheyesh dalid avodos b'mincha keneged dalid avodos shel dam. V'chlo dam le kmitza shi b'makom shchita. V'kiddush b'kli kara sharei si kabbalas hu kabbalas hadam. So we see from this tosi shanim that legabe komet we do say yado shel kohen is like the tzaver behema. And the reason is because we equate a mincha to dam. The Gabe the four avodos. And even though lemaisa they're different, right? If somebody's watching it, they'll say it's different. The kmitza and the carbon. B'chozot were medama milsa lemilsin, so as before there in the ritva. The pshita the Gabe komets have a ketzav rim. Now the Gemara here is only talking about the ktoris. We don't talk about the ktomets, the komets. Because by komets, there's dalet avodas b'mincha, can I get dalet avodas shel dam? And you have to compare the two. It's like Tzavar Behema. Comets is like Tzavar Behema. So therefore, the Gabi Nishpach Adam, we should say the same thing. It's just like it has to be miskabel, the dam has to be miskabel directly into the Kli. First time around, with the proper shear, so too, the comets. So the Brisker Rav in Zvochim, Daf Chofei Amid Aleph, explains Reb Chaim. This is brought in a lot of the Achronim. They bring this Reb Chaim, they bring this Brisker Rav. That it says in the Sifra in Parashas Vayikra, Parashas Adai, Parashas Adalad, Yad Aleph, Yochel Afilu Nishbach Mitzavar Behema Al Gabei Haritzpa, Yachzor V'yesfenu, V'yehei Kosher, Talmud Loimar Hadam, Hadam Sheniskabukli. I might think that even if the dam is Nishbach from the Tzavar Behema Al Gabei Haritzpa, you can gather it up again and it'll be kosher. Talmud Loimar Hadam, the dam, now with the Pasuk says Hadam, Hadam Sheniskabukli, no. Only if the dam is miskabukli. So we have to understand. The dam is miskabukli. If it fell, no tov. No tov. Lo tov. No good. So we have to understand. Why do we need this pasuk to pasul? Dam shenishbach. Hare bezvachim sham. We learn it from the fact that it says, V'lakach ha-koin ha-mashiach midam ha-par. Dam ha-par yikablenu. Az matzachim et ha-pasuk ha-chadash hazeh lechadesh lanu. She im nishbach, it's pasul. And that says the Brisker Rav, that from this pasuk of dam mehapar yikablenu, we learn that there's a seder kabbalah. In other words, that the kabbalah has to be from the par. V'im nishbach lo have a kabbalah kedina. The kabbalah has to be from the par, and if it was spilled, then it's not a proper kabbalah. Ukomo b'kibel b'darom de pasul. So there it's pasul mitzad avodas hakabal. If you're a makabel, the blood in the south, it's no good. Because it's a problem in the seder hakabal and the avodas hakabal. From the pod, that's what we learn in the Gemara in Zvachim. From the pasuk brought by the Taurus Kohanim, we learn that it's a psul b'cheftza shel adam. Shim eino b'makomo ha-ro'i lo. Dahainu o b'tzaber ha-behema. Shehu ha-makom l'kabalas adam. Or the kli shemiskadesh bo, hare chal baze psul beguf adam deshuv lo ave roi lekiddush. So it's telling us that there's a disqualification in the very blood itself, not in the seder hakabola, that it has to be done from the neck of the animal into the kli, just like it's done in the darum, it's no good. Here we're talking about the psul in the very dam itself. That if it's not in the makom haroi lo, either in the tzav in the neck of the behema, which is the place where it starts, where we do Kabbalah Saddam, or in the Kli that it's Miskadesh, now there's a psul. There's a psul in the Guf Adam, it's no longer Roy Lakiddush. So when it spills, it's a psul b'cheftza b'dam. That's what it's telling us in the Taurus Kohanim. So according to this, the Brisker Rav explains that even though we learn Kometz Midam, B'chozot, the Yalfusa of Kometz Midam is only Legabe Hadin Hasheni. Kol she'ein hadam o hakometz b'mokom haroi lo, harei chal b'ze psul b'guf hadam o hakometz. That if it's not in the right place, there is a psul in the guf hadam or the kometz. That's what we learn. We learn this parallelism between dam and kometz. That's only teaching us that if it's in the wrong place, then there is a psul in the Guf HaKometz or Guf HaDam. Mashenken in the Din, in the Seder Avodas HaKabbalah, that's not Shaykh Lagabe the Kometz. Because it doesn't say where the Kometz has to be received from, like by the Dam. By the Dam, the Seder is from the neck into the Kli. If it's not done Kiseder HaZeh and falls in the ground first, then what happens? Then you mixed up the Seder, and then you lost it. It's over. It's a puzzle. Shane Kane, when it comes to the blood being in the, when it comes to being in the wrong place, the blood being in the wrong place, or the so that and that din of Seder HaKabbalah applies both to the when it comes to the din of Seder HaKabbalah, that applies only to the dam. However, when we're talking about a psul in the cheftza of the dam, or the cheftza of the komets, that will apply to both. When it comes to Seder HaKabbalah, that is only a din, damei apari kablenu, that's only a din by the dam, but not by the komets. When it comes to the second din of the psul and the cheftza of the dam, that also applies to a psul and the cheftza of the komets. That if it's not in the right place, then it's pasuled. So now we understand why Reb Chaim says, well, en achinami, if the blood is in the wrong, if the komets is in the wrong place, it's going to be pasuled, it's going to be a psul and the cheftza of the komets. But the kli is not considered the wrong place, because he says that the kli is either, if it's put less than a shear, you put less than a shear in a kli, that's either an extension of the hand of the kohen, or that's the right place. It's supposed to go into a kli. It just doesn't have a shear yet. But in the meantime, it's beseder, and then you just can fix it. So you're right. It wasn't exactly the fiyas seder. It didn't go direct. But it doesn't bother us that it didn't go direct, because there is no psul in the Seder HaKabbalah when it comes to the komets. Only in the cheftza of the, and only in the psul in the cheftza of the komets. So even if it's not the fiyas Seder, it's fine as long as there's no psul in the cheftza. What causes it to have a psul in the cheftza when it's in the wrong place in the interim? But here, it's not in the wrong place in the interim when it comes to the komets, because it's either in the kohen's hand, it's either in the, it's because it's in the kli, and the kli is either an extension of the kohen's hand, which is fine. Or a kli is a good place for the komets to be. So you're right, it doesn't have a shear yet, but it's still in a good kli, and a kli is makadish, just in the meantime, it doesn't have a shear. So you're right, it's not lefiyas seder, because lefiyas seder, it has to go straight away from the behema into the kli kashir. So it should have to go from the hand, from the komets, into the kli kashir. But since that's only a din in the Seder HaKabbalah, and here you went out of Seder because you did less than a shear of the komets, it doesn't bother us. Because we don't learn Seder HaKabbalah from the behema. All we learn is a psul and the cheftza of dam. Psul and the cheftza of dam is that it's in Eino b'makom ha'roilo. It's in the wrong place. But here it's not in the wrong place. When is it? When is the komets in the wrong place? When it's in the hand of the, when it's in the kli? No, the kli is either an extension of the hand, or it's a good place in the meantime. So it doesn't bother us. So even though, based on the biur of the Brisker Rav and his father Reb Chaim, we can understand Reb Chaim better, because based on what he explained, we're not mechadesh adin bakomets she'ein bedam. We're not saying that there's a certain law that applies to the komets that doesn't apply to dam. We're just saying that the dam is broader. Dam has two dinim. Dam has a din of Seder Kabbalah and a psul nechefts of dam. And the limud that we have from the komets, about the komets from the dam, is only vis-a-vis the psul and the chefts of the dam. So the psul and the chefts of the komets when it's in the wrong place. But not the Seder HaKabbalah. When it comes to Seder HaKabbalah, that thing doesn't apply to the komets. So it doesn't have to be kafiyah Seder. Then that begs the question. I don't like to beg, but it begs the question, why not? Once you're learning komets from dam, let's learn it all the way. Also, it has to have Seder. the Rishonim on the Sifra, they already ask, why do we need two psukim for Nishbach Adam? This is like one of these sugis, you know, obviously in Brisk they learn Kachim, and Brisk is two dinim. So when you have two psukim for one psul, that's like begging, please, two dinim me. You know what I mean? And then you get to have a great time trying to figure out what the two dinim are. So the Rishonim try to figure that out, and the Perish HaRaivid, he writes, Raivid didn't learn in Brisk, he lived a few good fortnights before that, whatever a fortnight is, all my English listeners can tell me. He writes, Yachal fila nishbach manatzav v'chulei tamad lomar hadam, hey miyutahu, u'bizvach berakana makale ahal milsa mehadam apart dekoin meshuach, v'dar shachi dame apari kablenu. So what do you need two psukim for? Here you have the extra hay. It says it can't be spilled. And in Zvachim, it's learned from the Dama Par of the Koy Mashur, Dame Apari Kablenu. So what do you need two psukim for? Viv Shudahasam Lemitzvah Hochala Akev. There it's Lemitzvah. And here it's La'akev. There it's telling you the ideal way, that it shouldn't spill. It should go directly from the animal into the kli. And here it's telling you it's ma'akev. Inami hasim b'kotchei kotchim v'chatos pnimios hacha filu kotchim kalim v'chatos chtzonos, talking about different types of korbanos. So you see mevor medivra arayvid that he doesn't want to say that they're teaching us different dinim in the din of nishbach adam. Right? Reb Chaim wanted to say one's a din to say the korbanos in the psul chafs adam. Saying it's not two different dinim. Talking about the same din. Either one is the mitzvah and one is la'akev, or they're talking about different korbanos, but it's the same din. Of course, in the Sfasemis, it's always good to look in the Sfasemis. So therefore, Bebir Divrei Rambam, Rav Gurevich says as follows, like we said earlier, that we learn mincha midam legabei mashi yesh bo gam adin din esina v'kiddush b'kli v'gam shenemar bo din kabbalah b'kli sharis. You're right, you have to be mekadesh in a kli, the comments like the dam. And you're right, it requires a din kabbalah b'kli sharis. However, there's a fundamental difference between the mincha and the dam. That by dam, the avoda hachashuva shebo is the maisa hakabbalah. As we emphasized in the first shir, it's the maisa kabbalah. Because the dam imela comes into the kli sharis. Just the Torah was machshiv the maisa kabbalah as if he was the nosein. But the ikar is the maisa kabbalah, and the maisa kabbalah, the Torah is machshiv as if he also did the giving. Mashenke in the minchat fakert, the ikar asiyah and the avod is the nesina on the kiddush and the klisharis. You also, we just learned from Dam that from, even though the kabbalah is memela, it's also considered avod is a kabbalah. Here the ikar is the nesina, because the kohen actively puts the komets in the kli. Just is also considered a kabbalah, like we have kabbalah by dam. And since that's the case, that by mincha the ikar avod is the nesina the kli, v'adin kabbalah shebo is mikoyach maisa nesina. So when we're discussing this din of nishbach, we have to talk about the maisa nesina. The kometz has to be given from his hand into a kli sharis. Without any maisa nesina, l'makom acher bein time, it can't go anywhere, it can't do a maisa putting it elsewhere. If there was a maisa nesina l'makom acher, it's considered kinishbach upasel. According to this, we can say that if he put the kometz in a kli sharis, even though it was only a little bit of the komets, but since mitzad maisin esina, it was royal as kaddish b'klizeh, we're just lacking a shear, like Reb Chaim said. Reb Chaim said he did a good thing. He put it in the right kli. It's in a kli. It's supposed to be in a kli. He's supposed to put it in a kli. Everything is good. It's just lacking a shear. So we can say that's not considered a hefsek in the maisin esina. If the maisin esina would be in a makom she'ein roya komets l'skadesh bo, that could be considered a hefsek. Mashekeh ben maisin esina zu l'klisharis, when he does this maisin esina into the klisharis, even though we lack a shear, But there's no chisaron in the Ma'aseh Nesina to consider it a hefsek. And in the end, it's going to all come together and he's going to have a full share. And therefore the Rambam says, he could be Makadish Shebekli Acher. Hashem came B'dam, that the Ikar Avod is the Ma'aseh Kabbalah and the Nesina, B'kli is Memela. If so, when we're discussing this Din of Nishbach, Adam, so there must be a Din that the Dam has to come from Tzavar Behema to the Kli, but often Memela automatically. And the whole Avod is to be Makabel as Hadam, that comes automatically into the Kli. So if it comes into the first Kli Pachas Mikashir, since it's not Miskadesh there in such an instance, he has to take it out and put it in the second Kli and be Mekadesh at Kishir. Now, when it comes into the second Kli, it's not being done Memela. It's not being done by Kabbalah de Memela. By Dam, it has to be done by an automatic. It has to be something that just flows automatically from the animal's neck into the Kli. But if you have to take it out of one Kli and put it into a different Kli, then that's not a proper Kabbalah. The Rambam says that's no good, because that's like Dam Shenishbach. Mashen Kein here, he did a proper Ma'aseh Nesina. It just lacked a shear. So fix it, take it out, and then do a Ma'aseh Nesina into the other Kli, and then put the two together. And you fixed it. But when it comes to Dam, that's already Nishbach Adam, it's too late. Because the Iker is the Kabbalah, and it has to be a Kabbalah de Memela. Once you don't have a Kabbalah de Memela, it's like it's spilled. So if it didn't have a proper shear, and now you have to put it in the other Kli to finish off the shear, has enough for Hazayah, you ruined it already. The person ruined it, because it wasn't, when it comes into the second Kli, it's not a Kabbalah de Memela. But when it comes to the Komets, he did a proper Ma'aseh Nesina in the first place. It's just holding there now. It's not considered a hefsek because he did a Ma'aseh Nesina, he did it into a Kli. And now, he's going to finish off the Ma'aseh Nesina and then put it into a different Kli, and that's also Nesina. And the Ikar here is the Ma'aseh Nesina, and he did a proper Nesina. So the first Ma'aseh Nesina isn't going to be possible because it's a Ma'aseh Nesina, it just doesn't have the requisite shear. Ma'aseh Kein, and now we can finish it off. He could take that missing shear and then put it in the second Kli, and he did his perfect Nesina. So he fixed it. Wasn't perfect, meaning better do it all at once, but it still can be fixed. He didn't lose it yet, because in the meantime there was no hefsek, because he did a proper Ma'aseh Nesina. Now he's going to continue doing a proper Ma'aseh Nesina by putting the two shirim together. Hashem came by the Dam, where it has to be a Kabbalah de Memela, and it wasn't. So now putting it from one Kli into the other and completing the shir, it doesn't work. Okay, so Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we have some more understanding this whole Indian of Nishbach Adam, and we should be Zochet Lumo D'Lelamed Lishmo V'las L'Kaim is called Divrei Samo Torah Sabi Ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.